SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There were four on Monday and four more yesterday, bodies of hostages handed back to Israel by Hamas, although Israel's military says that one of the bodies returned yesterday is not that of a hostage.
One of the three identified bodies is of Tamir Nimrodi, whose status was unclear until now. Forensic experts are reportedly investigating whether the fourth body is of a Palestinian. The slow return of the bodies by Hamas has provoked anger in Israel and raised fears that it could derail the ceasefire deal. The Israeli authorities have threatened to delay the reopening of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt and restrict the entry of aid as punishment. But the Israeli public broadcaster says that will not happen now that more bodies have been returned.
The BBC's Hugo Bouchega. President Trump says Hamas had better disarm or the U.S. will do the job. House Speaker Mike Johnson hoping the president will be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize next year.
I'm proud to tell you that together with my friend Speaker Ohana of the Israeli Knesset, the equivalent of our Congress, we're going to embark upon a project together to rally speakers and presidents of parliaments around the world so that we will jointly nominate President Donald J. Trump for next year's Nobel Peace Prize. No one has ever deserved that prize more.
The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voting to declare a state of emergency in order to clear the way for assistance to those who claim that federal immigration enforcement has left them struggling financially. Taxpayer money for rent relief, legal aid, and other services. Six alleged narco-terrorists are dead after the U.S. military took out another suspected drug-running boat off the coast of Venezuela. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 335 points, the Nasdaq ahead 305 points. This is SRN News. New poll asks churchgoers about social issues.
It's a joint venture of the Family Research Council and Arizona Christian University, and it reveals that only 43% of people who regularly attend worship services identify as pro-life, down from 63% in 2023. Just 46% of respondents accept the definition of family as being limited to one man and one woman married with children. FRC spokesman David Clausen says, quote, confusion inside the church is not primarily a political problem, it's a discipleship problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Will Graham is packing his bags. The grandson of Billy Graham is scheduled to preach the gospel this weekend in Estonia. Graham, who will be joined by a variety of Christian musicians, will address thousands at a sports arena October 18th and 19th. Writing on Facebook, Graham says God is already at work in Estonia, and I can't wait to see what he's going to do. This is SRN News. General Motors will book a negative impact of $1.6 billion in its next quarter.
The bad news comes after the U.S. slashed electric vehicle tax incentives and relaxed the rules governing emissions. The EV tax credit had been worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. General Motors had led the way among U.S. automakers with plans to convert production to an electric fleet of vehicles. Now it's warning more hits may be ahead as it adjusts production under the new administration, and non-cash charges may impact operations and cash flow in the future. Bob Agnew reporting.
The U.S. and global economies will grow a bit more this year than previously expected. That according to the International Monetary Fund. The IMF acknowledges that Trump tariffs have so far proven less disruptive than many of the so-called experts had been expecting. More details at SRNnews.com.